Welcome to our deep dive on the new iPad Mini 7.
iPad Mini 7.
We're looking at a crazy detailed review from notebookcheck.net today.
Oh yeah, Notebookcheck does some awesome reviews.
So you're thinking about getting the newest iPad Mini, right? But you want to cut through all the
All
hype.
marketing stuff, right?
Yeah, and figure out what's really new and
Exactly.
if it's actually worth it.
Like, is it worth the upgrade?
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this deep dive is for.
So it's good.
We're going to break down the most important stuff from NotebookCheck's review
Okay.
so you can make the right decision for you
Love it.
and make sure it's the right tablet for your needs.
Awesome.
So what's interesting is that NotebookCheck calls this a minor upgrade. It's been 3 years since the last one,
Right.
but they still say it's like the best tablet in its size class.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
So it's still the king.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So we got to unpack what that means.
For sure. Yeah.
Like WHYs is still on top.
Right.
And are those upgrades enough to justify, buying a brand new one?
Yeah. Is it worth the price?
Exactly.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, so you're probably wondering,
Yeah.
like, what did Apple actually improve?
Yeah. What's new?
Is it worth it?
Right.
Well, the A17 Pro chip, that's the big one.
Okay. The brains of the operation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And NotebookCheck raves about it. They say it's a giant leap forward in performance.
Oh, wow.
And it even beats older high-end chips from other companies.
Wow. Okay. So it's seriously powerful.
Super powerful.
Wow.
And get this, it's even ready for AI tasks.
What AI on an iPad mini? That's
Yeah.
pretty impressive.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
For such a small tablet to have that much power.
Okay. But it's not just about raw power, right?
Right.
Like a fast chip is great, but
Yeah.
what about the memory?
Okay, well, good news there too.
Oh, good.
They finally ditched the 4GB base model.
Okay,
So
yeah.
now it's 8 GB of RAM standard.
Across the board.
Yes, every single model.
That's a big deal for multitasking.
Huge.
Like, you can have a ton of apps open.
Yeah, edit photos.
Right? And it won't slow down.
No more lag.
Right? Or like apps refreshing every
Exactly.
time you switch between them.
Ugh, I hate that.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
So 8 gigs is a welcome improvement for sure.
And they also bumped up the storage options.
Oh, nice.
So now it starts at 128.
Okay. No more 64?
No more 64.
Thank goodness.
And it goes all the way up to 512.
512. Wow. Okay.
No more storage anxiety dream.
That's a relief.
Right?
Especially if you're shooting a lot of video.
Or if you like to download a bunch of movies and stuff.
Yeah, for offline viewing.
Totally.
Right.
And you'll notice a big difference when you're transferring files.
Okay. How so?
Well, they uploaded the USB-C connection.
Gotcha.
It's way faster now,
Oh, nice.
up to 10 gigabits per second.
Oh, wow, that's fast.
Yeah, especially if you're working with like large video files.
Right, or doing backups. That's a
Totally.
huge difference.
Okay, now let's talk about that display.
Okay, the 8.3-inch liquid retina display, right?
Yeah, it's still gorgeous.
They haven't changed it much, have they?
Not really,
Okay.
but there is one improvement that's actually a big deal.
What is it?
If you spend hours reading or browsing on your iPad,
I do.
it's now PWM free.
PWM free.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means,
It means less eye strain.
oh, that's awesome.
Right.
Because PWM can really be a pain.
Especially if you're using it at night. So
Definitely.
that's a big plus.
Big plus.
Now, remember that annoying jelly scrolling issue
Oh,
from
yeah.
the old iPad mini?
Where like one side of the screen lagged behind the other.
Yes.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was so strange.
I'm glad they fixed that.
Well, good news.
Okay.
It's pretty much gone in this new model.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, they've almost completely eliminated it.
Awesome.
So that's a big improvement for sure.
Definitely.
There's a but. There's always a but.
What is it?
The price?
Oh,
Brace
yeah.
yourself.
Okay.
It starts at $599,
$599.
which is a pretty big jump from the last one.
Oof. That's a chunk of change.
It is.
Yeah.
So,
Are all those upgrades
yeah.
enough to justify that higher price?
Right.
I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm not convinced either.
Especially considering some of the things that are still missing.
Right.
Like, okay, the display is nice.
Yeah.
It's PWM fitting now, but
It's still only 60 hertz.
60
Like, come
hertz.
on, Apple. It's
Yeah.
2025.
Most phones these days have like 90 or even 120,
2020.
which makes scrolling and animation so smooth.
So smooth.
Yeah.
And Apple's just stuck at 60.
It's kind of a bummer.
It is.
Yeah.
And the bezels.
The bezels.
We're still there.
Still thick, making it look kind of dated.
Right.
Compared to these edge-to-edge displays we're seeing on other tablets.
And phones.
And phones, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, not a great look.
Not a great look.
Okay, what else?
And the speakers.
Oh, the speakers. Are they any good?
Well, Notebook Check wasn't impressed. Mm. They called them hollow and tinny at max volume.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Not ideal for music or movies.
Not at all.
Especially without headphones.
Yeah.
Okay, so display and speakers, not the best.
Yeah.
What about audio in general?
Well, if you're an audiophile,
yeah,
I'd be disappointed.
Uh-oh, why?
There's no high-resolution Bluetooth audio support.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Come on, Apple.
I know, it's kind of a bummer.
That's a big miss.
Okay, and the camera.
Oh, yeah. How's the camera?
Decent.
Decent.
But nothing special.
Okay.
Apparently, it struggles in low light.
Hmm. Typical tablet camera, then.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And it lacks dynamic range.
So not the best for, like, HDR photos and stuff.
Not really.
Okay, so camera's just... Okay.
Yeah.
What else is there to complain about?
Oh, get ready to open your wallet again.
Oh, no. Why?
Because Apple's being stingy.
What do they do now?
They're only including a USB-C cable in the box.
No charge?
Nope. Charger is extra.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ugh, Apple, you're killing me.
I know, right?
Like, they can afford to throw in a charger.
I know.
Especially at this price point.
Right?
And what about the warranty?
Oh, yeah, that's another bummer.
What is it?
It's only 12 months in the U.S.
12 months?
Yep.
That's pretty short.
It is, especially for a premium device.
Yeah, you'd expect at least 2 years.
Right, and of course...
AppleCare Plus is available.
But that's an extra cost.
It is.
Of course it is.
So, more money.
Apple loves to nickel and dime us.
It's true.
Mm, okay, so warranties, short chargers not included.
Right.
What about sustainability?
What?
Like, did they use recycled materials?
They did use some recycled materials.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But there's always a... But with Apple...
Right.
What is it?
Repairability is a problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Apparently, they use a lot of glue in the construction.
Glue?
Yeah.
That's not good for repairs.
It's not.
So not exactly a win for sustainability.
Hmm. Not really. Okay, so we've got the bad news out of the way.
Yeah, we had to get through that.
Now tell me something good.
Okay, now for the interesting stuff.
Okay, I'm listening.
The iPad mini now supports Apple's new intelligence feature.
Intelligence?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, it's not totally clear yet, but it hints at some pretty amazing possibilities.
Like what?
Well, imagine having powerful AI features.
On a device this small.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Right.
So it's like AI on the go.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It definitely makes you wonder what Apple has planned for the future.
Yeah, what could they do with that?
Right.
Okay, what else is interesting?
Okay, so remember how we talked about the A17 Pro chip?
Yeah, super powerful.
Super powerful.
Yeah.
Well, Notebook Check noticed something kind of strange.
What's that?
The GPU is actually clocked lower.
Lower.
Yeah.
Than in the iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is.
So the iPhone actually has a more powerful graphics chip.
It seems that way.
Hmm. Why would they do that?
Well, it might be because of heat management.
Ah, that makes sense.
Or maybe battery life.
Right.
Since it's a smaller device,
yeah,
they might have prioritized battery life over peak graphical performance.
Makes sense.
Right.
Especially for a device that's, you know,
yeah,
more for casual gaming and browsing and stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, interesting.
And speaking of battery life.
Oh, yeah. How's the battery?
Well, it's good.
Good.
But. There's always a but.
What is it this time?
It's actually slightly less than the previous model.
What? Less battery life?
Slightly less.
Even with the newer, more efficient chip.
I know. It's a little strange, right?
That's weird.
Maybe they had to make some compromises to fit all that power in such a small device.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's definitely a bit of a head scratcher.
It is.
So it's kind of a mixed bag, right?
Yeah, sounds like it.
We've got these amazing performance gains and some cool new features.
Yeah.
But then we're hit with a price hike.
Yeah.
An outdated refresh rate.
Right.
And a few other weird decisions.
Like the lower GPU clock speed.
Yeah.
And the shorter battery life.
It's definitely a tough call.
It is.
But before we decide if this is the right iPad mini for you.
Yeah.
We need to talk about something else.
Oh, what's that?
An alternative.
Okay.
That Notebook Check briefly mentioned in their review.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Foldable phones.
Foldable phones.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Okay. Yeah. So let's dive into the world of foldables.
Let's do it.
These phones have come a long way in the last few years.
I have.
And when unfolded, some of them offer a screen that's even bigger than the iPad Mini's 8.3 inches.
Wow. Okay, so you're talking like...
tablet size.
Tablet size display.
That folds down.
To fit in your pocket.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
That's the allure of foldables, right?
It is the allure.
Oh, it's like magic.
It's kind of magical.
Yeah.
But foldables are still pretty pricey.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes even more so than the iPad Mini. Oof.
So
besides the wow factor,
yeah,
what are their real advantages over the Mini?
Right. What are we actually getting for that extra money?
Exactly.
Well, one major advantage is the display technology.
Okay.
A lot of foldables now have high refresh rate displays, yeah, like 120 hertz.
Okay.
Or even higher.
Wow.
Remember how we talked about the iPad Mini being stuck at 60?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a noticeable difference.
Oh, yeah. Especially for things like gaming.
Totally.
An action movie.
And just general scrolling.
Yeah. Everything feels... so much smoother.
So much smoother.
And more responsive.
Yeah. Once you experience a high refresh rate display, it's hard to go back.
You're spoiled.
Totally spoiled.
Okay, but what about multitasking?
Right, because the iPad Mini has that extra RAM now.
Yeah.
And more storage. Mm. It seems perfect for running multiple apps side by side.
Yeah.
Can foldables keep up with that?
Absolutely. Well, foldables are packed with processing power and RAM.
Mm-hmm.
Often exceeding even the iPad Mini's specs.
Oh, wow.
And with that larger screen,
yeah,
you have more space to comfortably run multiple apps at the same time.
Right.
And some foldables even have special software features.
Oh, cool.
That make multitasking even easier.
Yeah. Like
you can arrange apps in different configurations,
mm-hmm,
and really maximize that big, flexible display.
So it sounds like foldables are a serious contender.
They are.
Especially if you want a large, modern display.
Yeah.
But there's got to be some drawbacks, right?
Of course.
Nothing's perfect.
Yeah, no tech is perfect.
So what are the downsides of foldables?
Well, durability is a big one.
Okay, yeah.
That folding mechanism,
yeah, right,
while impressive,
mm-hmm,
it's a potential point of failure.
Right.
Dust and debris can get trapped in the hinge.
Ugh. Yeah, I can see that.
And the screen itself,
mm-hmm,
even with all the advancements in flexible glass technology,
yeah,
it's still more susceptible to scratches and damage,
right,
than a traditional glass display. So would you be comfortable with that risk?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And what about battery life?
Battery life.
Because powering that large, high refresh rate display,
mm-hmm,
must take a toll on the battery right now.
You're right to think about battery life.
Yeah.
It can be a mixed bag with foldables.
Okay.
Some models have fantastic battery life.
Okay.
Lasting all day, even with heavy use.
Wow.
But others struggle to keep up.
Hmm.
So it really depends on this specific model,
yeah,
and how you're using it.
Makes sense.
Things like screen brightness, 5G connectivity,
yeah,
background apps.
All that stuff.
All of that impacts battery life.
Yeah.
So it's something to keep in mind.
So it's a trade-off.
It is.
Potentially a more fragile device,
mm-hmm,
maybe with shorter battery life.
Potentially.
But the benefit of a larger, more advanced display,
yeah,
and that unique foldable form factor,
right,
it's a tough decision.
It is a tough decision.
And we can't forget about the camera.
Oh, yeah, the camera.
The iPad Mini's camera is decent,
mm-hmm,
but it's nothing special.
Right.
But foldable phones,
yeah,
they often have top-of-the-line camera systems.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That can capture stunning photos and videos.
So if you're into photography,
yeah,
foldables definitely have an edge there.
Big time.
Okay.
So here we are.
Yeah.
We've got this new iPad Mini, mm-hmm, which is powerful,
yep,
portable,
mm-hmm,
has some great new features,
right,
but it comes with a higher price,
uh-huh,
an outdated refresh rate.
Right.
And a few other quirks.
Yeah, we talked about those.
And then we've got foldables.
Right.
Offering a larger, more advanced display.
Mm.
A cool form factor.
Right.
Better cameras.
Uh-huh.
But with potential durability and battery life issues.
Right. It's a trade-off.
It's a lot to consider.
It is.
So what does this all mean,
right,
for someone trying to choose between these two options?
That's the big question, right?
It is.
Like, what should people do?
I think it all comes down to,
yeah,
your individual needs and priorities. If portability and power...
in a compact size.
Yes, in a compact size are most important to you.
Yeah.
And you're not bothered by the 60 hertz display.
Uh-huh.
The iPad Mini 7 is still a great choice.
Yeah. That A17 Pro chip is no joke.
It's a beast.
It can handle pretty much anything.
So if you mainly use your tablet for reading,
Yeah.
browsing, note-taking, light gaming,
Yeah.
the Mini's still a good option.
Absolutely.
Especially.
Especially if they're already using other Apple devices
Yeah.
and they like how seamlessly everything works together.
Totally.
Yeah. But if
But.
you want the latest display tech, need a bigger screen for multitasking.
You're watching videos and
Yeah.
you're interested in trying a foldable, then it's definitely worth exploring your options.
Yeah, do some research,
Right.
see what's out there.
It sounds like foldables are the more cutting edge choice.
They are.
They're really pushing the boundaries of what we think is possible in a mobile device.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for phones and tablets.
It is.
So many cool new designs.
But they also come with some risks and compromises.
That's true.
And then there's the iPad mini,
Yeah.
reliable,
Reliable.
capable,
Yeah.
even if it's a bit more traditional.
Yeah, it's a classic for a reason.
Exactly.
So it really comes down to
Yeah.
what's important to you.
Your needs.
Yeah. What are your priorities?
And how you plan to use the device.
Exactly.
I always recommend doing your research,
Yeah.
comparing specs and features, and even trying to get some hands-on time
Oh, yeah.
with both a foldable phone and the iPad mini.
Go to a store and play with them. See how
Exactly.
they feel in your hand. See
Yes.
which one you like better.
That way you can really see which one feels right for you.
Exactly.
Great advice. But before we wrap things up, I
Yeah.
want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay. I like this.
We've talked about the iPad mini and foldables as
Yeah.
separate categories, but what if the lines start to blur?
Ooh, I like where you're going with this.
What if Apple,
Yeah.
known for their innovative designs,
Right.
decides to create a foldable iPad mini?
Whoa.
Imagine combining the power and portability of the mini with the expansive, flexible display of a foldable.
Foldable iPad mini.
Right.
That would be incredible.
It would be a game changer.
Yeah.
And it's not totally out of the question.
Really?
Apple has filed patents related to foldable technology for years.
So they're at least thinking about it.
Yeah, they're definitely exploring the concept.
That's exciting.
It is.
Okay, so we got to keep an eye out for that.
Definitely something to watch for. And
Yeah.
if it does happen, it'll be fascinating to see how Apple designs the foldable iPad
Right.
and how it works with their other devices.
Yeah, totally.
Lots to think about.
Lots to think
The
about.
future of mobile devices is
It
exciting,
is.
with so much potential for innovation and new designs.
Yeah, who knows what we'll have in a few years.
I can't wait to find out.
Me too.
But for now,
Yeah.
choosing between the iPad Mini 7 and a foldable phone is a tough but interesting decision.
It is.
They both offer a premium mobile experience,
Right.
just in different ways.
Totally different approaches.
So the iPad Mini 7 is a solid update, but maybe not the groundbreaking release that we've seen from Apple in the
Yeah,
past.
it's more of a refinement.
It's almost as if they're playing it safe,
Yeah.
refining what works without making any drastic changes.
Right.
It makes you think about their strategy.
It
Are
does.
they holding back, waiting to introduce some really groundbreaking features in the future?
Maybe.
Or are they happy with the mini's success
Yeah.
and they feel like they don't need to make any big changes?
Maybe they're just confident in the product.
Maybe.
Or maybe they're feeling the pressure from foldables.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. And they're waiting for the perfect opportunity
Yeah.
to release a foldable iPad mini.
That will blow everyone away.
Dude.
It's fun to speculate.
It is fun to speculate.
Let's focus on you
Okay.
and what you need to know to make a decision.
Yeah.
So,
So what are the key takeaways from this review?
yeah, what's the bottom line?
Here's the bottom line.
Okay.
If you want the absolute best display technology with a super smooth, high refresh rate experience,
Yeah.
the iPad Mini 7 might not be for you.
Okay.
And that price increase is definitely something to consider.
Right.
But if portability is your top priority and you want a tablet that's incredibly powerful for its size,
Yeah.
the Mini is still a fantastic choice.
It's like that reliable friend you can always count on. Even if they're not the most exciting person in the room, they
Yep.
just get the job done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you love having the latest tech,
Yeah.
you want a device that turns heads and pushes boundaries,
Yeah.
then you need to check out foldables.
You got it.
And don't limit yourself to the big brands.
Yeah.
There are some incredible foldable devices coming out from companies you might not expect.
Interesting.
So do some research,
Yeah.
read reviews, watch comparison videos,
Okay.
and see what catches your eye.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at what you find.
Always great advice.
Thanks.
This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
Yeah, me too.
I'm still undecided about the mini, but I'm definitely going to research those foldables.
Yeah.
They're just too cool to ignore.
They are pretty cool.
And that's the beauty of technology, isn't it?
It is.
It's always evolving.
Always pushing the limits.
Yeah, pushing the limits of what we thought was possible.
Exactly.
So embrace that.
Yeah.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
And never stop learning.
Never stop learning.
Who knows what amazing gadgets are just around the corner?
I can't wait to find out.
Me neither. Well said.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Happy exploring.
Happy exploring. Okay, so let's dive into the world of foldables.
Yeah, let's do it. These phones have come a long way.
They really have.
Like even just in the past few years.
It's crazy how fast they're improving.
And when unfolded, some of them offer a screen that's even bigger than the iPad mini's 8.3 inches.
Oh. So you're talking like
tablet size.
Yeah, tablet size display.
That folds down.
To fit in your pocket.
Right in your pocket.
That's kind of mind blowing.
It is pretty amazing.
Like it's almost magical.
Yeah, it's like magic.
But foldables are still pretty expensive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sometimes even more so than the iPad mini.
Yeah, you're going to pay a premium for that folding tech.
So besides the wow factor,
right?
What are their real advantages over the mini?
Yeah, what are we actually getting for that extra money?
Well, one major advantage is the display technology.
Okay, yeah, tell me about that.
A lot of foldables now have high refresh rate displays.
Like?
120 hertz or even higher.
Whoa. Okay.
Remember how we talked about the iPad mini being stuck at 60?
Yeah.
That's a noticeable difference.
Oh, yeah. Especially for things like gaming.
Yeah.
Or watching action movies.
And even just general scrolling.
Yeah. Everything feels so much smoother.
So much smoother.
And more responsive.
It's like once you experience a high refresh rate display.
Yeah.
You're spoiled.
You can't go back.
Exactly.
Okay. But what about multitasking?
Right. Because the iPad mini now has that extra RAM and more storage. Mm. It seems like the perfect device for running multiple apps side by side.
Mm-hmm.
Can foldables keep up with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Foldables are packed with processing power and RAM.
Okay.
Often exceeding even the iPad mini specs.
Wow. Okay. So they're no slouches.
No. They're powerhouses.
And with that larger screen,
you
have more space to comfortably run multiple apps.
Right. Like you can actually see what you're doing.
Yeah. No more squinting.
And some foldables even have special software features.
Oh, cool.
To make multitasking even easier.
Like what?
Like you can arrange apps in different configurations
and
really maximize that big, flexible display.
Okay, so it sounds like foldables are a serious contender then.
They are a serious contender.
Especially if you want a large, modern display.
Right, but there's got to be some drawbacks.
Yeah, there's always a trade-off.
Of course, no tech is perfect.
So what are the downsides of foldables?
Well, durability is a big one.
Okay, yeah, I can see that being an issue.
Yeah, that folding mechanism, as impressive as it is,
it's
a potential point of failure.
Right.
Like dust and debris can get trapped in the hinge.
Yeah, and I bet it's hard to clean.
It can be.
Yeah.
And the screen itself.
Yeah.
Even with all the advancements in flexible glass technology, it's still more susceptible to scratches and damage.
Right.
Than a traditional glass display.
Ah.
So would you be comfortable with that risk?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Something to think about.
And I imagine battery life is a concern as well.
Ah, yeah. Battery life.
Powering that large, high refresh rate display.
Yep.
It's got to take a toll on the battery, right?
You're right to think about battery life.
Yeah.
It can be a mixed bag with foldables.
Okay.
Some models have fantastic battery life.
Okay.
Like they'll last all day, even with heavy use.
Wow, that's impressive.
But others struggle to keep up.
Hmm. I guess it depends on how much you're using that big screen.
It really depends on the specific model
and
how you're using it.
Makes sense.
Things like screen brightness, 5G connectivity background apps.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All of that impacts battery life.
So it's something to keep in mind.
It is. It's a trade-off.
So we're trading off potentially a more fragile device, maybe with shorter battery life.
Potentially.
But we get a larger, more advanced display.
Right.
And that unique foldable form factor.
Exactly.
It's a tough decision.
It is a tough decision.
And we can't forget about the camera.
Oh, yeah. The camera. How could we forget?
The iPad mini's camera is decent.
Mm-hmm. But nothing special.
Right. But foldable phones.
Yeah.
They often have top-of-the-line camera systems.
Oh, wow.
Like really good cameras.
Like flagship phone cameras.
Wow. Okay.
So if photography is important to you,
yeah.
Foldables definitely have an edge.
For sure.
Okay.
So let's recap.
Okay.
We've got this new iPad mini.
Right.
Powerful portable.
Yep.
Has some great new features.
Uh-huh.
But it comes with a higher price.
Right.
That outdated refresh rate.
Yeah.
And a few other quirks.
Little annoyances.
And then we've got foldables.
On either hand.
Offering a larger, more advanced display.
Yep.
That cool form factor.
Yeah, that folding thing.
Better cameras. With potential durability and battery life issues.
Right, so it's a trade-off.
It's a lot to consider.
It really is a lot to consider.
So what does this all mean?
Yeah.
For someone who's trying to choose between these two options?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is. Like, what should people actually do?
Well, I think it all comes down to
yeah.
your individual needs and priorities.
Right. There's no one-size-fits-all answer here.
Exactly.
So if portability and power in a compact size are most important to you,
mm-hmm.
and you're not bothered by the 60 hertz display,
yeah.
the iPad Mini 7 is still a great choice.
It is. It's a great little tablet.
And that A17 Pro chip is no joke.
It's a beast.
It can handle pretty much anything you throw at it.
Yeah, within reason.
So if you mainly use your tablet for reading, browsing, note-taking, light gaming.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
The Mini is still a good option.
It's a solid option for those use cases.
Especially.
Especially if they're already using other Apple devices.
Right.
And they like how seamlessly everything works together.
The whole Apple ecosystem.
Right.
But
if you want the latest display tech,
mm-hmm.
you need a bigger screen for multitasking.
Yeah. Or for watching movies.
And you're interested in trying a foldable.
Maybe you just want to be on the cutting edge.
Then it's definitely worth exploring your options.
Yeah, there's no harm in doing some research.
See what's out there.
Yeah.
What excites you.
Yeah. It sounds like foldables are the more cutting edge choice.
They are.
They're really pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, they're what's new and exciting.
Of what we think is possible in a mobile device.
Right. It's an exciting time for phones and tablets.
It is. Like, who knows what we'll have in a few years.
I can't wait to see.
Me either.
But they also come with some risks and compromises.
Yeah, we talked about those.
You got to weigh those carefully.
And then there's the iPad Mini.
Yeah, the trusty iPad Mini.
Reliable, capable.
Yep.
Even if it's a bit more traditional.
Yeah, it's a classic for a reason.
It just works.
It does.
So
it really comes down to...
Yeah, what's important to you?
What are your priorities?
Your needs.
And how you plan to use the device.
Right.
Like, think about your use cases.
Do you need that portability?
Or do you need that big screen?
Exactly.
I always recommend doing your research.
Yeah. Reading reviews.
Comparing specs and features.
And even trying to get some hands-on time.
Oh, yeah, if you can.
With both a foldable phone and the iPad Mini.
Go to a store and play with them.
Exactly.
See how they feel in your hand.
See which one you like better.
Exactly.
Great advice.
Nice.
But before we wrap things up,
yeah,
I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
We've talked about the iPad Mini and foldables.
Right, as separate things.
As separate categories.
Two different types of devices.
But what if the lines start to blur?
Ooh, I like where you're going with this.
What if Apple,
yeah.
known for their innovative designs,
right.
decides to create a foldable iPad Mini?
Whoa, now you're talking.
Imagine combining the power and portability of the Mini
mm-hmm.
with that expansive, flexible display of a foldable.
A foldable iPad Mini.
Right.
That would be crazy.
It would be a game changer.
Yeah, Apple would dominate the market.
And it's not totally out of the question.
Really?
Apple has filed patents related to foldable technology.
Interesting.
For years.
So they're at least thinking about it.
Yeah, they're definitely exploring the concept.
Okay, so we got to keep an eye out for that.
Definitely something to watch for.
If it happens, it's going to be huge.
And if it does happen, it'll be fascinating to see how Apple designs it.
Right.
And how it works with their other devices.
Yeah, how it fits into the ecosystem.
Lots to think about. The future of mobile devices is exciting.
It is.
With so much potential for innovation and new designs.
Yeah, who knows what we'll have in a few years.
I know, right?
I can't wait to find out.
Me neither.
So for now,
yeah.
choosing between the iPad Mini 7 and a foldable phone
mm-hmm.
is a tough but interesting decision.
It is a tough decision.
They both offer a premium mobile experience.
Right.
Just in different ways.
Totally different approaches.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
The good? the not so good,
mm-hmm.
and even peeked into the future yeah. with those foldables.
Foldables are wild.
They are.
So much potential there.
So now comes the big question.
Okay, hit me with it.
What does this all mean for you?
Yeah, for the person listening right now.
Exactly.
Who's trying to decide about the iPad Mini 7.
To buy or not to buy.
Right.
Here's what I think is most important.
Okay.
If you absolutely need the smoothest, most responsive display experience.
Like that high refresh rate we talked about.
Yes.
120 hertz or higher.
The iPad Mini 7 might leave you feeling a little...
underwhelmed.
Yeah.
A little disappointed.
Maybe even a little frustrated.
Right.
And that price jump,
yeah,
it's not a small thing.
It's a significant increase.
It is.
So you really got to weigh that.
But on the other hand,
okay,
if you value portability above all else,
mm-hmm.
and you want a tablet that's incredibly powerful for its size.
Powerful and portable.
Yes.
That's the mini sweet spot.
And if you're already plugged into that Apple ecosystem.
Yeah, you love your iPhones and your Macs and all that.
The mini is still really hard to beat.
It is.
It just works.
Yeah, it's that reliable friend. You know it's going to be there for you.
It's not the flashiest.
No.
But it gets the job done.
It's consistent.
But I can see how those foldables would be tempting.
Oh, yeah.
That bigger screen.
The flexibility.
Yeah.
If you want something that feels truly cutting edge.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way to go.
It boils down to.
Your priorities.
What do you value most in a tablet?
What are your must-haves?
Are you willing to compromise on certain features?
Like the refresh rate.
To get that portability of the mini?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want the latest and greatest?
The bleeding edge.
Even if it means
yeah.
a bigger device.
A bulkier device.
And those potential durability concerns.
Right.
There's no right or wrong answer here.
Duh.
It's all about finding the device
yeah.
that best fits your individual needs and preferences.
Exactly.
And here's another thing to keep in mind.
Okay.
We've been comparing these devices
yeah.
based on what's available right now.
Right, as of today.
But technology moves so fast.
It does.
Who knows what exciting new tablets will be on the market
yeah.
in 6 months.
Or a year.
Or even sooner.
Right.
Maybe Apple has a surprise up their sleeve.
Maybe.
With a foldable iPad mini down the road.
I would rule it out.
Or maybe another company will come out with something
yeah.
totally unexpected.
Something crazy.
That changes the game completely.
The possibilities are endless.
They are.
And that's what makes it so exciting.
To follow the tech world.
Yeah. To see what's coming next.
Exactly.
So my advice.
Yeah.
Keep researching.
Keep exploring.
Don't be afraid to try something new.
Yeah. You might be surprised.
You might discover your next favorite device.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
I tried.
And with that,
yeah.
we'll wrap up this deep dive into the iPad Mini 7.
Mini 7.
We hope you feel
yeah.
more informed.
More knowledgeable.
And more confident
yeah.
in making your decision.
Right.
Happy exploring.
Happy exploring.
And until next time, stay curious.
Stay curious.